Tennessee wins tonight against Appalachian State, 89-81, here at Thompson Bowling Arena. Bob Kessling and Bert Bertelkamp now joined by the head coach of the Volunteers, Bruce Pearl. Coach, congratulations. This was a good basketball game. Your team played well in crunch time.
We did, Bob. We did. And, I'm really glad that we had a good crowd again tonight. And was that not an entertaining game or what? You know, we got some fans that have stuck around. And, I think one that's really neat about basketball in this area was, our Appalachian State had, at least half of the – they were out there doing a great job, making great shots and great plays and running great offense. And those kids play with passion also. They're well coached. And I'm happy for Houston that he got to bring his team in here, come home, and play so well and really have a chance to – make a shot that would have been heard, certainly not so much around the world, but certainly around the, around the country. And yet, give our guys credit for making the plays that they had to make and being in control of the game at the end.
Bruce, you're down 12 in the first half. Dane Bradshaw makes a block that ignites the whole team. Then you get a nice play by Jordan Howell, block. The defense turned this game around.
It did. Dane Bradshaw is one of the only guys in the country that could have 4 points and be player of the game. Literally be player of the game because of the blocks and because the assists, 6 assists and 1 turnover and 10 rebounds again. He is so valuable to us, and he's such a smart, heady, tough player, and I'm really happy, obviously for Dane's contribution. I thought Jordan Howell was a huge key.
Yep.
When you asked about the momentum swing, for me it was Jordan. He comes in, knocks down the three, he's done it before, then he makes a defensive play. He doesn't turn the ball over. And you know what?
He took
a charge.
And he got on that loose ball.
Yep, he sure did, Bert. And you know what? That gives me some confidence maybe that I think Jordan gets in there behind CJ now, and Dane, gets to concentrate on his position. There's the eighth guy. We just got number eight right there. And I'm I'm really happy for Jordan. That's a big thing for the team, and I thought that was the big momentum swing for us.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing that seemed you made an adjustment with your press. In the first half, you were more or less letting Thompson get the ball.
Yeah.
Maybe you weren't trying to, but it just seemed that. And then he would get it and get it up the court. The second half, you were denying him.
Yeah.
And then you were getting the ball over there in that trap where you want it.
Right. And I thought the traps in the first half were soft. And I thought the traps in the second half in front of our bench were more physical. See, down that end, they're trapping in front of their bench. And I just thought that they let those kids find Thompson on that second pass. And then they're off to the races. Whereas I thought in the first half, second half, we got the ball same spots, much more physical. And they turned it over coming out of those traps as opposed to the first half.
Bob Kessling, Bert Bertelkamp back with Tennessee basketball coach Bruce Pearl. Bruce, let's talk about your guard play tonight. C.J. Watson, when you really needed him down the stretch, was big.
Yep, he was. And, one of the things that we looked at last year, coming in, Bert, I had talked to Bert a little bit in the spring when I first got the job about history. And, one of the things that we talked about was that C.J. may have been either reluctant or not always willing or maybe just too tired to make plays at the end of games. And I thought it was the latter. And so Tony Jones, my associate head coach, who helps me with substitution, CJ still played 33, which is, the max you'd want. But at least getting him out of the game for, 7 minutes was a factor in there. Because last year he'd play 36. He'd play 37 in these close games. And then he's done. Just those 3 and 4 minutes, I think, make a difference. But, CJ, I'll tell you one thing about CJ. CJ practices well. CJ comes to practice every day. And what you get from CJ, there's no highs and lows. What it is what it is and what it always is. And that's why I think he's got a chance to play at the next level, because whatever the competition, whatever level, he's going to do what he does. And he's going to do it all the time.
Yeah, you can count on him.
Yeah, you really can.
Two questions here, Coach. Steals, you're averaging 10 a game. That seems to me to be just outstanding.
Yeah.
And then the assist-to-turnover ratio. With your style of play, what is your expectation on steals and turnovers?
Well, you'd like to try to get to double-digit steals and try to get to 10. And, turnovers, if we don't turn you over 18, 19-plus times, then we're not doing a very good job. Because we're aggressive and because we are overplaying certain situations and we're trying to be disruptive, you're seeing teams, get in the lane and do some things like, where's the help? Where's the defense? Well, it's because we're extending with steals and turnovers. So you could be more conservative and you could pack it in a little bit more. But here's the thing. I don't have the size to pack it in. I've got to take advantage of our quick guards and extend the defense and force people out away from the basket. And so, you know, 18, 19 turnovers, 9, 10 steals.
Are you happy with once you get the turnover, what happens after that? I mean, it seems like they get that first pass out.
Go ahead, finish your question.
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, they get it out, and it seems to me like they do a pretty good job with that transition.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things, there were times when we turned it over, and then Major turned it right back over. Or we turned it over, and Juwan turned it right back over.
Yeah, okay.
And just rushing. So we play that way all the time. So when people rush, it's disruptive to them. But we can't rush ourselves, and we've got to be, you know, a little bit more solid, and so and value possessions.
But another key in the game, you made them burn timeouts. They went the last 9 minutes without a timeout.
Oh, no question. And that had something to do with some of those balls getting thrown out of bounds. Some of the under OB presses and some of the different press we had, they kept turning the ball over. And again, the reason why I need you to turn it over is when you turn it over, you don't get a shot.
Yeah.
Okay. When you don't get a shot, you don't take advantage of your size and our rebounding deficiency. And when you turn it over, don't get a shot, and you're shooting 50% or 48%, that's the chance you're going to make it half the time. So turnovers are important to us, and that's why the traveling calls that aren't called are devastating to us.
Tennessee wins tonight over Appy State, 89-81.